In this bulletin, the government accused of acting hastily in withdrawing accused terrorist Neil Prakash's citizenship. Swimmers urged to be cautious as drowning deaths continue to rise. And in tennis, Australian John Millman dumped from the Brisbane International. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government is standing by its decision to strip Islamic State jihadist and recruiter Neil Prakash of his Australian citizenship despite speculation it has left him stateless. Melbourne-born Prakash, who is in jail in Turkey facing terrorism charges, was notified at the weekend his citizenship had been annulled because of his connections to IS. The government believes the 27-year-old is a dual national as his father was Fijian, but the Fiji Sun newspaper claims the head of Fiji's immigration department says Prakash isn't one of its citizens. The government isn't allowed to revoke an Australian citizenship if it leaves them stateless. Immigration Minister David Coleman won't say if the Australian government discussed the matter with Fiji, but claims a broad board of senior security and department officials has followed correct procedure.
I'm not going into the specifics of any discussions in between Australia and other governments and so on, but it's very clear that the Citizenship Board has followed the appropriate procedure here. It is charged with determining whether someone has lost their citizenship by virtue of their conduct. It has determined that has happened here with Mr. Prakash.
Lifesaving Australia says it's working to find new ways of educating people as four people have died in separate drowning incidents since New Year's Day. Early this morning, a jet ski rider died after falling into the surf at South Stradbroke Island near the Gold Coast. And a 34-year-old man was pulled from the water unconscious and not breathing at Sydney's Clovelly Beach, while a man in Queensland also drowned at the uncontrolled Frenchman's Beach on North Stradbroke Island. A 66-year-old man also drowned at Hawley Beach in northern Tasmania. Life Saving Victoria's General Manager Paul Shannon says the spate of recent drownings across the country is a cause for alarm.
With the drownings this year, they're right across the board, different age groups, different cultural groups. So we're really going to have to look at how we target and message and teach swimming and water safety to those other groups, whether it be international, you know, students through the university system or, you know, wherever we can get to these people who are vulnerable.
Hundreds more on-the-spot checks of nursing homes will take place across the country as a new aged care commission opens its doors today. Nationally, the number of on-the-spot checks will soar from 263 to almost 900 this year. The Independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission will employ dozens of additional senior compliance officers from its four-year budget of almost $300 million. Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt has called the new commission a landmark reform to improve the quality and safety of aged care. The Victorian government has again ruled out supporting so-called pill testing despite a 20-year-old man dying from a suspected drug overdose after taking a pill at Victoria's Beyond the Valley Music Festival on New Year's Day. He was the fifth festival goer to die this summer. Supporters of pill testing that would show potential drug takers the chemicals in their pills are worried more lives will be lost if governments don't support the trial. But Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas says the state isn't considering changing its stance.
I think it would create a false sense of security if essentially we were allowing people to access pill testing rather than, say, don't take illicit drugs.
Meanwhile, the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, is also opposed to pill testing. Sixth seed and world number 19 Grigor Dimitrov has bounced Australia's John Millman out of the Brisbane International. Bulgaria's Dimitrov was the first man into the Brisbane quarterfinals after sealing the 6-3, 6-4 second round win over Millman, the world number 38. Dimitrov won the tournament in 2017. Third-seeded Briton Carl Edmund lost his second-round clash with Japanese qualifier Yasutaka Uchiyama in straight sets. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. It'll be partly cloudy in Perth, a top of 24 in Adelaide. Very hot, sunny weather. 41 degrees in Melbourne, becoming sunny and 28 in Hobart. Mostly sunny, also 28 in Canberra. A shower or two with a possible storm, 34 degrees in Wollongong. Partly cloudy and 25 in Sydney. Much the same, 28 degrees in Newcastle. Sunny and 31. In Brisbane, a possible shower and 30 degrees. In Cairns, a shower or two and 31. And in Darwin, the usual, a shower or storm, top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.